Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, December 29, 2020. COVID-19, Governor's Proclamations, December 16, 2020. Governor Reynolds proclaimed a state of disaster emergency on March 9, 2020 in response to the outbreak of COVID-19 following a national public health emergency declaration issued by the United States Department of Health and Human Services on January 31, 2020, and multiple individuals within the state of Iowa testing presumptive positive for COVID-19. The governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency on March 13, 2020, establishing a state of public health disaster emergency. On December 16, 2020, the governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. This proclamation is effective through January 8, 2021, and ordered the following updated measures. Social, community, business, or leisure gatherings or events of more than 10 people occurring outside the ordinary course of business or government between employees or members of the public may be held under the following requirements. The organizer and all participants must ensure 6 feet of physical distance from each group or individual attending alone, and the organizer must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidelines issued by the Iowa Department of Public Health, IDPH, and the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals, DIA. All sporting or recreational gatherings except for high school, collegiate, or professional sporting or recreational gatherings must comply with the following requirements. The organizer and all spectators must ensure 6 feet of physical distance between each group of spectators. The organizer and spectators must ensure that the number of spectators is limited to no more than 2 spectators for each athlete or organizer staff participating in the gathering or in connection with the event. Unless all spectators are from the same household, spectators may only be present during the time the athlete is participating in the event, and all participants over the age of 2 shall wear a mask or face covering, excluding participating athletes. High school-sponsored sporting and extracurricular events must comply with the following requirements. The organizer and all spectators must ensure 6 feet of physical distance between each group of spectators. The organizer and spectators must ensure that the number of spectators is limited to no more than 2 spectators for each student, athlete, performer, competitor, or staff member participating in the gathering or in connection with the event, unless all spectators are from the same household. Spectators may only be present during the time the student is participating in the event. All spectators over the age of 2 shall wear a mask or face covering. Spiritual and religious gatherings are permitted. However, hosts shall implement reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19, consistent with the guidance issued by the Iowa Department of Public Health, IDPH. Restaurants and bars may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of space between groups and individuals dining alone unless those seated at booths are separated by a barrier of sufficient height, and all partitions must have a seat at a table, booth, or bar and must consume their food or beverage while seated. Establishments must limit groups seated together to 8 people unless all are members of the same household. Establishments must require all customers to wear a mask or face covering while in the establishment unless seated and properly distanced, and must require all employees who interact with the public to wear a mask or face covering, and establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH and the DIA. Fitness centers may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure that all equipment is positioned so that there is 6 feet of physical space between individual patrons. Group activities must limit participants to ensure 6 feet of distance can be maintained between participants at all times, and the establishment must comply with the requirements for sporting and recreational gatherings, and establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH. Casinos and gaming facilities may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure that gaming and wagering positions are placed so that there is at least 6 feet of physical space between patrons, or patrons are separated by a barrier of sufficient height. Establishments must comply with the same requirements placed on bars and restaurants with regard to the service of food and beverages. Establishments must require all customers to wear a mask or face covering unless seated at a properly distanced booth or table to eat or drink, and must require all employees who interact with the public to wear a mask or face covering, and establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH and DIA. Senior citizen centers and adult daycare facilities may reopen if establishments comply with social distancing, hygiene, and other public health measures issued by the IDPH. Salons, barbershops, massage therapy establishments as defined by Iowa Code Section 152C.1 subsection 3, tattoo establishments as regulated by Iowa Code Section 135.37, and tanning facilities as defined by Iowa Code Section 136D.2 subsection 5 may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of space between customers when employees are performing services. Establishments must ensure that all customers and employees are wearing a mask or face covering unless a service is being provided that requires the removal of the mask or face covering. And establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH. Bowling alleys, pool halls, bingo halls, arcades, indoor playgrounds, and children's play centers may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of space between groups and individuals. Establishments must limit groups seated together to 8 people unless all are members of the same household. Establishments must require all customers to wear a mask or face covering while in the establishment unless seated and properly distanced, and must require all employees who interact with the public to wear a mask or face covering, and establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH. Medical spas may reopen or remain open if the establishments comply with the requirements for performing outpatient procedures that utilize personal protective equipment or PPE. Theaters and performance venues may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of space between groups or individuals when seated, and establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH and DIA. Racetracks may reopen or continue operations under the following requirements. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of space between groups or individuals when seated, and establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH. Enclosed malls may reopen or remain open under the following requirements. Play areas or playgrounds must remain closed, and establishments must take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH. Museums, aquariums, zoos, libraries, swimming pools, amusement parks, campgrounds, or retail establishments may reopen or remain open if the establishments take reasonable social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19 consistent with guidance issued by the IDPH. A hospital outpatient surgery provider or outpatient procedure provider may conduct inpatient surgeries and procedures that, if further delayed, will pose a significant risk to quality of life and any outpatient surgeries or procedures under the following requirements. A hospital or provider must have adequate PPE to support continued operations and respond to an unexpected surge in a timely manner. A hospital or provider has a plan to conserve PPE consistent with guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the IDPH. A hospital or provider must have a plan for timely COVID-19 testing of symptomatic patients and staff to rapidly mitigate potential clusters of infection and must comply with testing requirements issued by the IDPH, the CDC, or provider's professional specialty society. Patients should have a negative COVID-19 test performed within 72 hours of a scheduled surgery. If a COVID-19 test is unavailable, hospitals should consider alternative methods to determine the patient's probability of having COVID-19 and postpone the surgery if the patient has symptoms of fever, cough, or low oxygen saturation. A hospital must continue to accept and treat COVID-19 patients and must not transfer COVID-19 patients to create capacity for elective procedures. A hospital must reserve at least 10% of intensive care beds and 10% of medical/surgical beds for COVID-19 patients. And the hospital or provider that begins conducting surgeries or procedures as authorized by this proclamation must cease conducting such surgeries or procedures if at any time is no longer able to comply with the aforementioned described requirements. Except as provided before, all non-essential or elective surgeries and procedures that utilize PPE must not be conducted, except those that, if further delayed, will pose a significant risk to quality of life. Each hospital or provider shall limit all non-essential individuals in areas where PPE is required, and each hospital or provider shall establish an internal governance structure to follow the aforementioned principles. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5270.